Good morning. I'm so happy to be here with you on the very last day of the month. And today, my message for you is the battle of procrastination versus action. You want to think about it a little bit like the angel and the devil. You know how they always say they have the angel and the devil, one on each shoulder telling you what to do? It's very, very similar. See, procrastination is really interesting. It'll whisper into your ear, oh gosh, I don't want to do that right now. We could do that tomorrow. We'll do it tonight. We'll do it after this conference call. Let's get this other task done. We'll do about 10 or 15 emails, get all caught up, and then we'll do it. All kinds of fabulous excuses. Procrastination never, ever wants to do anything when it's time to do it. And God forbid, procrastination would never go along with you doing something ahead of the game or early. Yeah, that's a giant no. Procrastination wants you to be comfortable. Procrastination is the little monster that wants to feed you instant comfort and gratification. Because when you put off doing something that you don't want to do, you get to do something you prefer to do. The lesser of evils, or maybe even something fun, or watch that little video, or check out something on your social media. You'll get to it right after, as soon as. Keep going. You can fill in a bunch of other expressions. And on the other shoulder, you have action. Let's just get this sucker done. Come on. Let's do it now. Do it now and get it over with. Do it now, you'll feel better. Do it now, you'll produce a result. And the two of them are both whispering into your ears because you know when you're supposed to be doing something. You know if you need to make that follow-up call and close out the month. You know if you need to go ahead and call somebody about going to the December 11th event. You know if there's someone you should go back and peek. You know, all of that stuff, it's all spinning, it's all right there, and both voices are talking into your ear, one on each shoulder. But let me just take a second and tell you why you should choose to listen to the action one. And that is because when you procrastinate, even though you get the joy of avoiding what you don't want to do, the task becomes bigger. The task inflates. Like a big balloon, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. We have an old expression we use. If you're supposed to make a phone call and you don't do it, the longer you get, the heavier that phone gets. Soon, it looks like a monster. It has teeth, and it even growls at you because it gets scarier and scarier. You start to think about what could go wrong, how it won't go well. You have all this extra time for the procrastination monster to put fear in as well. Fear, anxiety, even if you know you can do what you're supposed to be doing, even if it's some mundane thing that you're supposed to do, you've gone 100 times. Still, as you put it off, you feel worse about yourself and it erodes your confidence and it makes the task look heavier and heavier and heavier. And the same thing applies no matter where you're doing it, whether you're doing it in business, whether it's getting back to the gym. The longer you put things off, the harder it is. And when you finally do it, you don't even have a sense of pride or satisfaction. You just have stress relief. And that's about it. But if on the flip side, you go ahead and you listen to the little action guy on your shoulder and you do what you're supposed to do, an interesting thing happens. Yes, it builds your confidence. Yes, you get to relax. You don't have to go through the stress of not having done something and the deadline ticking or passing and all of the horrible stuff that goes with that. But on top of it, here's what you'll always find, that once you take one action, the next one, the next one, the next one, the next one, get easier and easier and easier. If you have a phone call you should be making and you pick up the phone, once you make that one, right away, make the second. And then the third doesn't look like a big deal. And then all of a sudden, you can kind of get on a roll. You're like, look at me, that's 6 phone calls I just made. That's 6 contacts I just reached out to. That's 10 follow-ups I did today. I never knock out 10 follow-ups in a day. I always wait. And you will feel so much better about yourself. So you don't just produce the results. You shift the way you feel internally. And it's such a great feeling. But the procrastination monster is a little devil, and he is going to sit there with everything he can do to distract you. He will sit on the other shoulder and tell you about his email and tell you about everything that's possibly more interesting and less painful for the instant that you get to avoid it and help you to get into bad habits. So why am I talking to you about this today? See, it does apply everywhere. It does apply to going to the gym. If you don't go to the gym, going to the gym looks awful. But then once you go, you feel great, and you start going all the time, and you feel amazing, and you can't imagine not going. But why am I bringing this up today? I'm bringing it up today because we are all in ACN together, and today's the last day of the month, and tomorrow we start the last month of the year. How did that happen? Where did this year go? I have no idea. So are you going to finish out today listening to the procrastination monster or to your action hero that's on the other shoulder? Very important. How are you going to finish out today? You have 10 more days to promote this convention. Are you going to go ahead and make sure that you listen to the action guy and you go ahead and make those phone calls, get your people registered, follow up and invite guests, and do all the things that you need to do? And most importantly of all, are you going to schedule a PBR? Let's be real. The game is to get some new people to this event on the 11th. You can't get new people if you ain't talking to new people. So are you going to put it off, and then finally try and jam in a PBR on Zoom at the very last second, and then all of a sudden your guests, oh my gosh, one of them has plans that weekend, they're busy, they can't even attend the event because you waited too long? Or are you going to knock it out now? Knock it out today. Schedule your event today so you have new, fresh blood in front of the event, and you have new people going ahead and joining you at the December 11th event. So as you go into the day today, why don't you have a little fun with it? I think it's always great to be conscious of what you are doing. How do you do that? The way that you do it is just notice who you are listening to. Notice that there will be times throughout the day today that the little procrastination monster is tooting his horn, blowing his whistle, throwing shiny objects in your path, and trying to do everything to keep you from winning. And notice today that the is on the other shoulder trying to get you to feel amazing, to win and have all of the results that you've always wanted. They're both going to be there. It's just easy not to think about it. But if you think about it, then you're consciously making a choice of who you are listening to. So on this November 30th, on this very last day of the month, with all the crazy promotions that have been running in November, make a great choice. Schedule yourself right away, a presentation, a PBR, a PBZ, whatever you want to call it. You know we're talking about the same thing. And make sure you knock out all the follow-ups you possibly can. And let's hustle for the next 10 days because we're going to blink and there will be the Game On event. So with that, I hope that you are having a fantastic morning. Make sure you pay attention to who you're listening to, and let's close out the month with a bang. Have a fantastic day.